Happy chocolate season. It's here for all you chocoholics. But why is it chocolate season? Why is it shopping season? Why do we have Black Friday? Why do we have all these things going on? It's Jesus. Jesus is the reason for the seasons. He is the reason for chocolate. Awesome. We got an awesome God, don't we? So Jesus is the reason is for the season. Jesus is the reason for everything. You know, when you look at all the things that go on, we look at the reading of Paul, from Paul to the Romans. Conduct yourselves properly as in the day, not in all the carousing, the drunkenness, and all these things that he lists here. I find it ironic because how did Jesus come? First of all, just how did Jesus come? He came as a little child. And we think of this God of the lightning bolt. Boom, boom, God's going to get you or something like that, right? He came as a child. Now, I've never seen a child with a lightning bolt in his hand ready to strike. I just don't see it. You know, he came as a little child. That's awesome. Our God loves us so much. And so when we look at the world, and the world likes to say, oh, your religion, your faith, Jesus, oh, the church, oh, they're just a bunch of mean people. They're trying to control your lives. In the meantime, when we look at the Advent season, why do we have Thanksgiving? Why do we have Black Friday? Why do we have chocolate? Why do we have the parties? But yet, in the same time, the world says, you got to have the perfect party. You got to go out and buy the perfect gifts. You have to have the perfect Christmas. You got to have the perfect family. You got to have the best world ever. You got to pretend everything is fine. You see how the world likes to suppress us. The world likes to control us. Furthermore, you got to wear their clothes, you got to pay attention to them, and if you don't listen to them, forget it, you're ostracized, and the list goes on and on and on and on and on. Think about how many requirements we think we got to have. We have to ask ourselves, why? Why do we have to go all these parties? Why do we have to have the perfect family? Why do we have to fit the bill that the world tries to give us? Is there any point to it? The world likes to divert us away from Jesus Christ, to divert us away from the joys of life. God created us so that not that we can be downtrodden and be suppressed and burdened and have to carry the cross that this world gives us. Because I can tell you one thing, the cross that this world gives us is far larger than any cross that Jesus Christ has given us. That's the reality of it. Don't take up that cross. Jesus came as a liberator to liberate us from the slavery of this world. He came as a little child to be embraced and to embrace. It is something where we get to go to Mass and be fed by Him, to be strengthened by Him, so that we can go out in the world and do His will. That brings about freedom rather than the will of the world that brings about a cross and a heavy heart. Jesus Christ came to free us and to bring us His joy, a joy beyond all imagining. I think it's kind of funny. I'm told that chocolate, when you eat, I don't know how much chocolate you got to eat. I don't know. Maybe we can do some testing on that. And if anybody wants to test that, you can test that and let me know. If you eat chocolate, it's supposed to put endorphins in your mind, in your brain, and then you're supposed to feel joy and peace. And, you know, it's supposed to make you feel good. Jesus is our chocolate. He's our chocolate. He's the one that brings us peace. He's the one that brings that joy. And you know what? You can have as much Jesus as you want, and your teeth aren't going to fall out. You're not going to get any extra weight on your hips. None of that. That's awesome. Jesus is great. And so we come to follow him. We come to prepare the way of the Lord. This Advent season is coming here. We're preparing the way of the Lord, preparing our hearts, preparing our temple so that we can embrace Jesus. What do we have in our hearts that we need to get rid of? To get rid of these thoughts of the world that drag us away from him, to keep us away from that chocolate. So we need to give ourselves to Jesus Christ. Let him be there for you. Let him embrace you so that you can embrace him, so that your relationship with him can go both ways. Jesus Christ came as a little child so that you could be his child. Our God wants to embrace you so much and fill you with so many gifts this Advent season and for Christmas. Prepare your hearts. Get ready. Jesus is coming.